Shir Zecher Nishmas, Yishai Avram ben Shlomo Yitzchak, Moshe ben Chaim Wolf Halevi, Meir ben Konimus, Shaga Feivel ben Dov, Bela Bas Wolf Lev, Rochel Bas Noach, Sumit Golda Bas Chaim Uri, Aaron ben Chana, Shindel Chav Bas Yaakov Halevi, and Mosel ben Arya Leib. We're discussing the past couple of days the Isser found in the Gemara of Arazardaf Mem Gimel of Lo Sa'asun Iti, not to create any sort of images of people, of constellations, of sun, of moon. There's one other drush in the Gemara there, also based on the same pasuk. The Gemara darshens as follows. The Gemara says that Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in the Avodah Zarah, that the Braisa tells us Lo Ya'ase Adam. A person is not allowed to fashion for himself bayis tavnis heichal, a house that is a model of the heichal, of the Beis HaMikdash, achsadra tavnis ulam, a big hall that is the model of the ulam in the Beis HaMikdash, nor can one make a chater tavnis azara, a chater that resembles the azara, a shulchan tavnis shulchan, a table that resembles the table in the Mikdash. So far, it doesn't sound like too difficult to abide by these Isurim. Not many of us are asking an architect to design a bayis tavnis heichal, an achsadra tavnis ulam, but the next line in the Gemara is menorah tavnis menorah. One is not allowed to make a menorah in the same form and dimensions as the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But says the Braisa, aval hu osa shal chamisha v'shal shisha, Bishal Shmona. You're allowed to have a menorah with 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 branches. Bishal seven lo yata. But you're not allowed to have a menorah of 7 branches like it had in the Mikdash. Afilu shal sha'ar mine matchus. Even if it's made not out of gold but out of other metals, the Gemara says an Isser de Araisa to construct a menorah that is like the one in the Mikdash with 7 branches. You want 5, 6, 8 branches, go right ahead. But 7 branches, Issa d'oraisa to make such a menorah, even if it's made out of other metals. So paskins Tanakama in the Gemara. Now Rashi here explains, when the Gemara speaks of the prohibition to make a bias in the form of the heichal, Rashi says, that means it can't have the same dimensions, length, width, height. Doorways can't be the same size. That's the issur of making a bayis tavnis heichal. But says Rashi, if it is nishtana b'miktas, if it's somewhat different, permissible. And that's the idea by the menorah as well. 5 branches, 6 branches, 8 branches, that's not dome, says Rashi, to the one in the mikdash. That's permissible. But 7 branches, which is like the mikdash menorah, even made out of other metals, is forbidden to fashion such a menorah, because other metals would also have been qualified for use in the Beis HaMikdash. Granted, we tried to use gold, that was the ideal, but other metals would also have been kosher to use in the menorah in the Mikdash. Hence, the Isser d'oraisa is to make any menorah with 7 branches out of any form of metal. This is, in fact, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeh, that same Simen, Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Ches. Shulchan Aruch tells us that one is not allowed to make a menorah, tavnis menorah. You can make chamisha kanim, shisha kanim, shmona kanim, but 7 branches you may not make, even out of other types of metals. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, even if you don't have the same gevim, kaftorim, and prachim. The menorah in the mikdash was very ornate. There were these ball-shaped protrusions on the branches of the menorah, these cup-shaped protrusions, flowers that were etched into the menorah. Even if your menorah doesn't have those decorative components, if it's got 7 branches on it, it is forbidden, it's a deraisa, to make such a menorah. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, even if it's not the same height as the menorah in the Mikdash, still usher to fashion such a menorah out of 7 branches, so paskins the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach is quick to point out, you want to make a menorah out of wood, out of clay, other materials, go right ahead. But out of metal, one may not do so. Now you'll ask, well, how often does this come up? Menorah out of seven branches? Right. So it starts first with a personal household application. Anyone have... Yeah?
What if one branch breaks off from Hanukkah menorah?
Okay. Then you have to pick up a second branch, presumably. Someone actually asked an interesting shaila not too long ago. He came across this halacha, and he realized that his Shabbos candelabra that his wife lights on has seven branches on it. Would that be a violation of this Isser?
No.
Why not?
Because
So you're correct that most likely a Shabbos lechter is round, not straight line. We'll have to see if that makes a difference or not. Now, how exact a copy does that have to be? That's the question. I mean, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch that doesn't have to be the same height, doesn't have to have the gvim, the kaftarim, the prachim, it's still usur. So how exact does it have to be? That's the shaila here. Now, the reason why it doesn't have to have the gvim and the kaftarim and the prachim, it's still usur, is because those are not ma'akev in the mikdash. You can have a kosher menorah in the mikdash without the ornamental cups and balls and flowers on it. Still kosher. Since it's still kosher without it, I can't have such a menorah without those gvim, kaftarim, and prachim. And the same is true with the height. The height is not ma'akev in the mikdash. It's kosher without 18 tzvachim in height. So therefore, I can't have a menorah, even if it's less than 18 tzvachim, if it's seven branches. So the Pitzchei Tshuva, there in Shulchan Aruch, quotes the following case. A non-Jew makes such a menorah for you and gives it you as a gift. Someone else made the menorah for me and gave it to me as a gift. Is that usher to use? Is it usher to maintain? Is it usher to own? When we were discussing the shilas of Tzuros Adam and someone else making a tzura for you, we said even if you don't make it, there still is an itzur drabana, a chshad, to own it. Why? Because if you own it, people will suspect you of perhaps using it for avodah zarah purposes. Does that itzur chshad apply to a menorah of seven branches? Someone else made it for me, and now I have it. Is there an itzur to own it if I didn't make it? So that seems to be machlokas achronim. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Sefaras L'Moshe that says, if a non-Jew makes it for you, mutter to use it. There's no isser in owning it, the isser is in making it. At the same time, the Darkei Tshuva quotes other poskim hold no, that even if someone else makes the menorah for you, seven branch menorah, it's also to own it. There seems to be machlokas achorim, but there's an isser of chshad in owning such a menorah. What does the isser depend upon? The shad depend upon? The chore, the shad looks like this. If the isser of chshad is that maybe we'll be suspected of worshipping it, that makes sense when you have a human figurine. A menorah, who worships a menorah? There's no issur chshad of worshipping a menorah. But if the issur chshad is they'll suspect you of having made it yourself, well, then that same chshad should apply to a menorah, because it's also to make it, so maybe I can't own it, because they'll suspect me of having made it. So it's a machlokas achronim if there is an issur of owning a menorah someone else made for me. This actually was the controversy in Medina Yisrael, early 1950s. In 1956, the British Parliament presented the Israeli government with a seven-branched menorah, which stands proudly outside the Knesset. It was fashioned by a German Jew who emigrated from Germany in 1933 to London, to England. Spent 10 years working on this. It is a 4-ton bronze menorah, which has on it 30 images carved in pictorial histories of Klal Yisrael. And this was a debate amongst the poskim in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Could they accept this gift from the British Parliament? On the one hand, if you turn it down, it's a slap in the face to the British government. Second, on the other hand, if you take it, it's a seven-branch menorah. They B'davka modeled it after the menorah on Titus's arch, which they thought was perhaps the menorah in the Mikdash. So they B'davka wanted to make it like the menorah in the Mikdash. Mutter to have it, mutter to accept it, mutter to own it or not. What's the psak? So in Tchumen, there is a tshuva from Rav Uziel, who was the Sfaradi Rav HaRashi at that time, writing to Rav Herzog, the Ashkenazi Rav HaRashi at that time, and they both paskined Lakula, that you can accept the menorah. So as far as this issur of the seven branches of menorah is concerned, so Rav Uziel writes as follows. He says, and in fact, it was of Herzog's heter, your svara, and Rav Uziel accepted and agreed to it. The svara is that the menorah outside the Knesset it's electric bulbs. There's no receptacle for oil on top of each of the branches. So the Rabbanim HaRashiim paskin as follows. There's no oil cup on this menorah. It's an electric menorah. There's no oil cup. It doesn't resemble the menorah in the Mikdash. It looks like a menorah, seven branches, exactly the menorah in the Mikdash looked. But the ikar of the menorah in the Mikdash is the neros of shemen. You're missing that ikar of the menorah. How could you call this a menorah that's dumb to the menorah in the Mikdash if it doesn't have a place for oil? It's all electric light bulbs. So unlike the gevim and the kaftorim, which we said in Shulchan Aruch, wasn't ma'akev in the Mikdash. It's a kosher menorah Mikdash without those ornamental designs. Therefore, I can't make a menorah without those ornamental designs because it's still a kosher menorah. But a menorah without shemen cups on the top, that's not a menorah. So they both paskins for that reason. It's mutter to accept the menorah. And even though it's got seven branches, it looks like the real deal, but on the very top of each branch is not a base kibble for shemen. It's an electric light bulb. No iser of having a menorah tavanis menorah. What about the Shabbos lechter? There you do have, presumably, some sort of fire on top of each branch. So we mentioned the machlokas already, whether you can own a menorah that someone else made. Machlokas achronim. Okay, on that shaila alone, that ketshuva seems to be machmir, shaila v'doraisa. Well, it's not really a doraisa necessarily because you didn't make it. It's a doraisa to make it. You're owning it. Okay, so but that ketshuva seems to be nota lahachmir in that regard. However, there's another shaila as well, and that is, like you pointed out myself, that these lechter are round, circular shaped. They're not in one line. Does that make a difference? That too is a machlokas poskim. Tzitzchei Tshuva quotes the Bechor Ashur, who says it makes no difference if it's round or it's in one straight line. Regardless, it's still usher to make a menorah with seven branches. That's the psak of the Bechor Ashur quoted in the Tzitzchei Tshuva. Tzitzchei Tshuva quotes Mishnah Chachamim, who disagrees and says, no, you can be makel. Tzitzchei Tshuva quotes the Chacham Tzvi, we mentioned him yesterday. Chacham Tzvi also paskind leheter if the menorah did not exactly resemble the menorah in the Mikdash. And therefore, presumably, he would be makel in this case of the round leichter as well. So you really have two svaras lahakel when it comes to the Shabbos leichter. Number one, you didn't make it, you're just owning it. Number two, it's in a circular shape, it's not in one straight line. Just mention one last quick ha'ara. Rav Zilberstein, in his Chashuk HaChemed, was asked the following shaila. Someone purchases a metal menorah with seven branches. He then finds out later, hey, saucer, how could you have such a menorah in your house? So he wants to return it to the store owner. Mekachtos, you sold me a menorah, I'm not allowed to buy. Can he claim Mekachtos, pay back my money, refund, I'm giving it back to you. So Rav Zilberstein quotes this machlokas we just discussed. Is it usher to own a menorah with seven branches if you didn't make it for yourself? Machlokas achronim. Can you demand a refund because you want to be machmer like those posts and hold that you're not allowed to own it or not? So he says, depends where you bought it. If you bought it in a place where most residents are makbid on such halachos, and most would be machmer not to own such a menorah, then you can claim, mekachtos, I want a refund, here's my menorah back. But if you bought it in a town where most people are not so makbid on those kinds of dikdukim, so then you can't claim mekachtos, because most people wouldn't view that as a problem, and therefore, if you want to be machmer, it's for your own self to be machmer. But you can't demand that the fellow who sold it to you should give you a refund in such a case.